Despite the cool and rainy weather Saturday night, crowds still gathered in the streets of the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They were remembering, mourning, and honoring the victims of a shooting that took place there that morning. During worship service at the Tree of Life Synagogue, a gunman entered the building and attacked. 11 people were killed. Within minutes of receiving 911 calls, police arrived. They say they confronted a man armed with an assault-style rifle as he was leaving. There was a shootout. Two police officers and two SWAT officers were wounded, and after he was shot multiple times, the suspect surrendered to police. Investigators say he had three handguns in addition to the rifle, and they believe he acted alone. The Anti-Defamation League, an organization devoted to protecting Jewish people and fighting all forms of hate, says Saturday's shooting was the deadliest attack on a Jewish community in U.S. history. Investigators are treating it as a hate crime. A federal law enforcement official says the suspect made anti-Semitic statements during the shooting and had spoken out against Jews on social media. A U.S. attorney says the crimes he's charged with could lead to the death penalty. Leaders and organizations from around the world, including the Rabbinical Assembly, U.S. President Donald Trump, and Pope Francis, all spoke out against anti-Semitism and offered condolences to the victims and their families.